set up the net. I let my wife have it. And where we built up the house on the inside, I have that part. Because I'm telling about this, what I have here in my area. That's also speaking about his life. And I know, I remember being the one that using that alignment all the time. And sometimes people like white people would come there and start fishing in that area. And it would be open. That alignment would be open for the Christian purpose. Not for the fish only, but to hunt something else. Those people who talk about the land should not be sold. It's correct, to my opinion. When they say she liked that land best better than the money or whatever things for changing. When you like it, it's right. Then if they do buy a part of that land, we as a native people won't be able to use it again. Culture, like people used to do. I have deep feeling that it should be done likewise. And I have reconsidered things and know about when I get into Kotzebue. They cannot take away I think what you have. For instance, when the Ferguson set up something in Kotzebue, he wanted to buy the land so he can set up the structure for the business. He asked about the edge of that water. You'd ask about somebody's land. And even know about and you look have a land down there by the edge of the water. Some place down there, live by it. And Ferguson wanted to buy that place. And when that owner arrived, he asked to buy that place. And when he consented for selling it, and that guy was still a boss. And Ferguson decided to buy that place and eliminate. And those two guys, when they think about that old man used to have a tent by that allotment. That commissioner know about that place and Ferguson wanted to buy about 10 feet. And I cook it to the old man. To talk about that land. They wanted to buy it. And when he comes, they talk to him, telling him that they were buying this land where he used to set up his little tent, and ask him the price. And when they said to them like that, that commissioner and he set up his palm of his hand and saying, I am the size of the conduit of my palm, likewise I would never sell the piece of that land ever to anybody. Because if they start buying the land, they're going to put the people out of the way from their own place. Because the people used to set up the tents along the edge of that water on the beach. The same purpose, it could happen. Like that old man said, he would never sell the content of his palm, of his hand, as a piece of land to anybody. He would never sell. Whenever those people want to build up something, they always ask for the people who are in charge, like commissioners or somebody is in charge in town, to build up something for business or something. Unless the council is given, they cannot build anything except when they yes consent to that place and they finally build some kind of business on this Katsubi area. Mango, they don't build anything. At least they get notice from the local city council or managers, whoever's in charge. They have to get the receipt for purchase of piece of land in town. While I were in charge, like president, a marshal or whoever it is would have to come to me and ask what they like to do in this town. They let me know. I don't, even though I don't really talk things straight at person, but the purpose is supposed to be except it's good when people stress the idea what they want to do. When they don't like it, they set up things by the rule, by the consent of the local people in the village. And now, people like it's kind of consider a big money. Yeah, I was told about in local places, sometimes they try to do business while drinking and getting careless of about the things they're supposed to do to protect or to do right away when they are drinking. And then they would do things right, like they would when they're drunk. To my opinion, I consider it. One, just that elderly people was getting out of the way for a different kind of purpose than what we were trying to set up. And let us reconsider and try to do things like we're supposed to do in this elderly conference right now. To make regulations or recommendations or whatever to protect native culture. Peter Torf addresses saying that people right here is trying to cue us out, asking us to reconsider things like how we should live and how we should do, I think, to protect the native culture. And they're trying to set up something. How to help people to set up things as the regulations or instructions or culture, structure or whatever. In the things what we use. Giving a regulation from the native people and we couldn't try to set up things like we should again right now and because after that
take care of everything. They don't work that way. They don't even know who's living next door to them. They don't know them. So they can hire people to be policemen. And they don't have to. They don't have to worry. They're not going to arrest their brother, their cousin. They don't have to worry. They get their strength from the law. We don't do that. We don't get no strength from the white man's law. That's not where we get our strength from. And we try to use policemen just like the white people. And we make somebody a policeman. We forget about it. That's somebody else's job to look after. Pretty soon he's all alone. His relatives are all giving him bad time. What are you going to do? Drink, just like the rest of them. It's not his fault. That's our fault. Your fault. Because he's got no support. He can't take care of you if you won't let him. And that's one of the problems. If we do something like this, and our people start looking at each other with respect, not just respect for you elders, that's just the start. When they start respecting you, they're going to respect each other. Young people are going to respect each other. And they won't do those kind of things so much. And when they have to, if they know that that policeman, everybody is behind that policeman. If one person does something bad and that policeman does something about it, that policeman is not going to feel bad. Nobody's going to get after him. He's doing his job. If he's not doing his job, then you say, okay, get another. We don't want white men up here doing that. It would be even worse than it is today. We can take care of that problem. If that's a problem, what we can do is we can set up police on a regional basis. We can have policemen from here go to the village, stay a while, and move to another village and stay a while, move to another village. We can do that. But they have to have the support. If that's important, we'll do it. That's what you want us to do. But I don't care who you hire. It's all me, you back, the policeman. He can't do the job unless we support him. We have to do that. And this is what we're doing. We're setting up the support right from the people who are the smartest, the wisest, right down to the little kids. We can help that way. The thing we're trying to do here, the only way any of that kind of thing can help is if we decide, all of us decide, we're going to do something about it. Not leave it to some law me from some place to come in and say, I'm going to take care of your alcohol problem, I'm going to take care of your housing problem. We can't do that. We have to do it ourselves. Otherwise, it's no good. Pretty soon, even you people won't be talking to each other. You'll be too scared. You'll have locks on your doors like they have in New York City. You see it on TV. They got not one lock on their door, they got six locks. And still, they beat the door down. Well, that's the way they are. Their laws, the way they handle it, that's the way they get. We don't want to get that way. We want to take the locks off. You want to know that when somebody comes to your door, even if they don't knock, they're not going to do something bad to you. They're going to come in and visit you because they respect you. That's what we need. If we can't do that, I might as well move to New York City. It's safer there. They got lots of locks on their doors. Around here, we try to keep one little lock and we're not safe. We're not safe because inside, the people are not... They don't want that. You people here, you don't want to be helped yet. You stand around, you sit around just like me, and you talk about it. And you say, that guy's not doing his job. That policeman's not doing his job. That councilman's not doing their job. The man aboard's not doing their job. You're right. Nobody's doing their job. All of us are not doing our job. But if we can get this together, and everybody starts to work starting from the top people, you people, all the way down, we'll work out the ways to do it. We start respecting each other. We start helping each other. We're not going to have those kind of problems. We're going to be able to hang on to our land. We're going to be able to share our land. We won't put fences up. That's what we're trying to start here. And it can't come from outside. It's got to come from inside. I know how what you fellas can do. When we first got this elders conference together, and I went into the room, all these old people sitting around, I could feel it. All this time, for 5 or 6 years, I've been building myself up. Colonel in the National Guard, head of NANA, the most powerful organization here. I thought I was powerful. I walked into that room. I felt where the power was. You've got it. You just got to use it. We'll help you. We've got board members in every village. We'll help get you whatever you want to do in the village. You want to have a meeting, grab a NANA board member, they'll run around to the houses. If they need gasoline, they need whatever they need, NANA will take care of whatever they need. You want to get a place to meet? Go get it. We only have one puggy here in this region. That's this one. And that's because we fooled the government when they were building it. We built it like a puggy. Because we got the old people together and we say, what kind of place can we have for our old people? The old way. So they built it like a puggy. And the state screamed like hell. What are you wasting your money on this kind of a building for? Well, you see what we wasted on. This is where we're starting again to build our people back together. We need that kind in every village for the elders to sit there. Not just you, all the other people that work, the city council, IRA council. We need not community halls belong to the city. We need a kargi that belongs to our people. We don't have to build new building like this. The school district got the best building, biggest building in every village. We can make that our hobby. No problem. George White, the superintendent, his board, they said, fine, you're going to use it for something? Go ahead. When we have our annual meeting, school is out all over. Close the school down. That's a holiday, school holiday. We have our annual meeting. Even though those kids can't go to Selwick or wherever we have, still a holiday. We can do the same thing. You're going to have a meeting in your village. You call it. We'll close the school down. We'll do whatever it takes. We'll help you. We'll help you if you want to try to do something. You want to work on police problems, you want to work on alcohol, we'll send the people that can sit there and listen to you and listen to the problem and try to work on solving it. We can do that. But we can't do it without you. Because without you, the people won't listen to us. But we have to get this going. That's really important. You have to take it from here and get it set up in the villages. You have to do that. Talked about get together at that annual meeting again. That's a good idea. We'd like to see that. We want you people and some more people that go to an annual meeting to tell us how to do things. We'd like to spend an annual meeting. I don't want to make a report about money that means nothing. It's not important. That's not very important. What's important is how we feel inside of us. How we live together. That's important, not money. So if we use our annual meeting to do that, sure, we have to follow the law. We've got to have election. We've got to count. But I can put bookkeepers in the back room and let them count the ballots. We don't need to waste time on that. We can talk about important things. Not me. You talk about it. Because I can't even talk to our people. You do it. We'll get get something done. But you have too. And we'll help you. We work for you. You get together, you get organized, we'll work for you. We know you're not going to give us a bad job to do. So when you get your age, after you've been through, all the problems you see, you're going to do good work. You'll want good work to be done. And that's what we want. We want to do good work. And we need you. And you're going to still, if we don't do something like this, you're going to be crying about your kids having problems till you die. 10 years now I've been working for man. Sure, I did a few good things. Nothing. More people are dying. More kids are having problems than when I started. I'm not helping the people in the right way. And I can't do it. My board can't do it. Everybody has to be there. And where we start is from you, because you're the only ones that still got your feet on the ground. The rest of us, we try to stand on and we try to put concrete between the ground and our feet. That's the way that the Nalawis like it. They don't like to walk on the ground. They want to put something hard on top of it so that it can't grow anymore, can't breathe anymore. But we're different, and we should stay that way. And you people are the ones that know that. So you have to do it. We'll help you, but you have to do it.
Can you go ahead to Carnegie? Not can you go out to public, one of them not while they have a chance. Don't try
as
to
an extra,
lay on top
of the people to be like Roland and that.
That's because of the girl of the church, of each other's shows.
Robert Moon. Elderly people.
It's just a waste of time. Some other time might be talk about some other thing.
When you stated baby, your children may say, we say your children cannot understand it, because they don't listen. Maybe they could have heard us when we talked about this, but they just don't understand it.
The child
get mature. The attitude is all of being
changed.
When the child matures to maturity, the mind is all of being changed to treat people, the attitude, whether it be obedient or whether it's disobedient.